Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today being Friday, inshallah, we'll mention a few blessings of Jumu'ah, few adab of Jumu'ah. In a hadith reported by Abu Lubaba al-Mundiri radiallahu ta'ala, he says, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that Friday is Sayyidul Ayyam, the leader of all the other days, the most important of all the days in the week, the greatest day in the life of every believing person. In one hadith, it is mentioned, خَيْرُ يَوْمٍ طَلَعَتْ فِيهِ الشَّمْسِ. It is the best of days wherein the sun shines its rays. So Friday is a very, very sacred, a very important, a very blessed day. In the hadith, it is mentioned, it was on a Friday when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. It was on a Friday when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent him into this world. It was on a Friday when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. It was on a Friday when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused Adam alayhi salatu wasalam to pass on, to die. And it is mentioned in the hadith that there is an hour or there is a time during this day where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answers a person's dua. As long as he does not supplicate and doesn't make dua for any haram thing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answers his dua. It is also mentioned that Qiyamah will take place on a Friday. In one hadith it is mentioned that a person who passes away on a Friday, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saves him from any type of azab of the qabr. So from this hadith we understand how important the day of Jumu'ah is in our life. There are many, many blessings, many, many other rewards mentioned. Person from one Friday right to the next Friday, all his minor sins are forgiven. What should we do on a Friday? Ulama have mentioned, recite Durood Sharif in abundance on a Friday. Allama Ibn Qayyim rahmatullahi in his Jalawul Afham has mentioned many, many ahadiths that on a Friday a person should recite Durood Sharif excessively. It is mentioned in the hadith that when you recite Durood Sharif, especially on a Friday, or whenever you recite Durood Sharif, but especially on a Friday, that Durood is presented before Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And is mentioned in the hadith that person who recites more Durood Sharif, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that he is most closest to me. So the more Durood Sharif you read, the more closer you become to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Person recites one Durood Sharif, he gets 10 sawab, 10 gunas are forgiven, and 10 stages of his in the akhirat, in Jannat, is raised for him. And then we should recite Surah Kahf, which appears in the 15th para. A very, very important surah. And the tafsir also, mashallah, is very, very important. We should try and read the tafsir of Surah Kahf. But especially on a Friday, a person who recites Surah Kahf on a Friday, and then on the day of Qiyamah, there will be noor for him, from beneath his feet, right till the skies. A person who learns the first 10 ayats of Surah Al-Kahf, it is mentioned, Allama Ibn Kathir has mentioned many, many riwayat. The first riwayat is mentioned that person who learns, memorizes the first 10 ayats of Surah Al-Kahf, then he is protected from Dajjal. Then there's a riwayat that whoever memorizes the first 3 ayats only, then that person is protected from Dajjal. And in fact, one hadith mentioned whoever recites the first 10 ayats, then he is, or the last 10 ayats of Surah Kahf, then he is protected from Dajjal. Whoever recites the first few ayats of Surah Kahf and the last few ayats of Surah Kahf, then for him there will be noor and light from his feet till his head. And whoever recites the entire Surah Kahf, there will be noor for him from his feet right till the heavens. It is mentioned in the hadith, whoever recites Surah Kahf on a Friday, for the next entire week, right till including the next Friday also, for the next 8 days, this person is protected from any type of fitna that comes. Even if Dajjal has to emerge and appear, this person will be protected from Dajjal. So let us make it a habit that recites Surah Kahf either on a Thursday night or on a Friday before Jummah, even after Jummah. Let us recite Surah Kahf, try and memorize a few ayats of Surah Kahf. There were two Sahaba, one was Abbad bin Bishr radiallahu ta'ala, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had posted them on the return from one war, from one battle. Nabiya Kareem posted them at a certain place to guard the Muslim army and to check if any spies are going to come and attack or spy on the Muslim camp. So whilst these two Sahaba were getting ready to stand there and stand guard, they decided among themselves that we've got the entire night, there's two of us, let us share this night whilst one person will be awake, the other person can rest. So they agreed. So whilst one Sahabi was resting, Abbad bin Bishr radiallahu ta'ala, he was awake, he said, I will guard. Then he thought to himself that I'm just standing here doing nothing. Let me engage in 2 rakat salat. So he starts Allahu Akbar, and he says Surah Fatiha, and he begins Surah Kahf. And he's so engrossed in the surah, that the enemy comes, shoots an arrow, it pierces him, he continues his salat, second arrow, still he does not terminate his salat. After the third arrow pierces him, then he lunges forward, and then his companion wakes up and sees him full of blood. And he asks him, why didn't you wake me up? He says, I was so engrossed and so moved by this surah that I did not want to terminate the surah, I just wanted to continue and finish the surah. And there was Surah Kahf. One Sahabi, Usayd bin Hudayr radiallahu ta'ala, is reciting Surah Kahf, and he's got his little son next to him and a horse also nearby. And suddenly he sees horse become very excited. And he sees light coming down from the heaven, from the skies. So he stops his surah. Again he continues. He sees the same thing happening. The horse becomes excited. And after a few times like this, he closes the Quran Sharif. He goes to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he tells Nabiya Kareem sallam after Fajr Salah that this is what happened to me last night when I was reciting the surah. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that these were angels coming down. And if you continue reciting the surah, right till the morning, the Sahaba would have seen the angels coming down. So important is Surah Kahf, inshallah. So Durood Sharif and Surah Kahf. And then it is mentioned that on a Friday, whoever takes a ghusl, applies itar, makes miswak, applies some oil, he wears clean clothing, and he leaves his home, and he comes towards the masjid, he does not cause any disunity amongst any person, and if two people were sitting, he doesn't come in between them, then such a person, all his gunas are forgiven right to the next Friday. And one riwayat, it is mentioned, for every step he takes, Allah rewards him an entire years of fasting, an entire years of tahajjud salat. Then it is mentioned two angels, or some angels stand at the doors of the masjid. And as the people come, they record every person's name. People who come in first, the first batch, those people get the sawab of slaughtering a camel. Alhamdulillah, we see in many masajid. But most of the time, it is the elder people of the society that they come very, very early. And this is encouraging the hadith of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You should come very, very early for Jummah Salat. So the person who comes first, or the first group of people, they get the sawab of slaughtering a camel. The second group, they get sawab of slaughtering a cow. The third group that comes in, they get the sawab of slaughtering a ram. And the fourth group that come in, they get the sawab of giving a fowl in sadaqah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so kind that the fifth group that comes in, they get the sawab of giving an egg in charity. But the moment the imam goes onto the minbar and he begins his khutbah, those angels close the registers and they also come and listen very attentively to the khutbah of the imam. In other words, ulama say, all those people who come after that, their names are not recorded in the register of those angels who record all the names of people who attend the Jummah Salat. We see many times, the khutbah is taking place, sometimes the salat even begins, and many people are still loitering outside, especially the youngsters, playing with the cell phone, busy talking to one another, sometimes smoking also outside, and they don't even show any care or concern for Jummah Salat. We should try and encourage our youngsters to come into the masjid, listen to the bayan also, and especially before the khutbah, before the imam can even ascend the minbar, everyone should be seated and listen attentively. If they are listening attentively to the khutbah, how important it is for us to listen to the khutbah. Then it is very, very important that when we enter the masjid, if we are late, we shouldn't just climb over the shoulders of the next person who are already seated there.
It is mentioned in hadith, when people are seated and somebody comes in, then he just jumps over the shoulders of every person. He gives them taklif. He causes pain to them. And it is mentioned in the hadith that he has taken a bridge towards Jahannam. So we should sit where we find a place, unless there is sufficient amount of place in the front and we're not giving any person taklif, then we should come to the front. There are many, many other virtues of Jumu'ah. In Allama Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi, in his Kitab al-Adhkar, he has mentioned, whoever recites Astaghfirullah alladhi la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyu al-qayyum wa atubu ilayh, 3 times on a Friday morning before Fajr Salat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives all his sins, even though it may amount to the foam of the seas of the world. Astaghfirullah alladhi la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyu al-qayyum wa atubu ilayh. Then he's also mentioned a riwayat that after Jumu'ah Salat, and this is very, very easy for all of us, after we finish our sunnat and nafil, as long as we're not causing any taklif to any person, we're not obstructing any vehicle, then recite the 3 kuls, Surah Ikhlas, Surah Falaq, Surah Nas, 7 times each. The 3 kuls, 7 times each. It is mentioned this person will be protected right till the next Jumu'ah from any type of calamity and any evil. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us and give us a tawfiq of fulfilling the adab of this Mubarak day and coming early for Jumu'ah Salat, listening to the khutbah attentively, and whatever adhkar that I mentioned, especially Durood Sharif and Surah Kahf. May Allah give us a tawfiq of making aman on this.